life back home. I miss people, but I don't miss places.
Prepare for takeoff, touchdown, Ben Gurion. Strict search, make sure nobody enter with bombs. Blue white flag for this birthright, Torah Mon. Never mention three villages that the airport is on. Recent history buried, but it speaks through the sand. All Jews, law of return, I don't seem to understand. A land without a people, for people without a land. But I see a man standing with a key and a deed in his hand. First stop, Museum of the Holocaust. Walking outside, in the distance, all ghosts throwing a Molotov. Houses burned with kerosene, mass graves, couldn't bear the scene. It wasn't a pogrom, it was the ruins of there y'all seen. Second stop, shopping at the Kenyon Malha. Built it on the back of the town Al Malha. Wishing we could call its name, appalled by the change. And now a mall full of chains is all that remains. My email misses people, not places. Has she seen the towns with names in Arabic, the Hebrew places? The policies is evil and racist, deceitful and heinous. You'll never be a people safe with legal displacement.
So could I serve me blood, my repetition that's built in the heart. It's a good one, the only gift my strength of highest speed.
At the wailing wall, I'm rolling a wish. Then sticking in between a hole in the bricks, I'm feeling more than melancholy. This used to be the Moroccan quarter until we stopped them short. And I didn't drink, cause it's the ones that stole my rocks of borders. I ain't wanna play and I don't pray off.
Okay, you're listening to No One Is Illegal Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM. This is Ryan Hayes, and I'm joined in the studio today with Craig Forte and a special guest. Today is March 5th, 2010.
Today we are talking with Salma Alatasi from Students Against Israeli Apartheid about 6th Annual Israeli Apartheid Week. IAW is an international series of events held in campuses and cities across the globe. Started here in Toronto, Israeli Apartheid Week took place last year in more than 40 cities, educating people about the nature of Israel as an apartheid system and responding to the call from Palestinian civil society for boycott, divestment, and sanctions. Thanks for being here, Salma.
Thanks, guys.
So maybe we could start by talking about the theme of this year's Apartheid Week: solidarity in action, boycott, divestment, and sanctions. Can you explain the BDS call in a little more detail and maybe how it's been taken up by supporters of Palestinian human rights?
So the boycott, divestment, and sanctions call came from Palestine in July of 2005. And it was a call that came from civil society in Palestine as a form of non-violent solidarity internationally to end Israeli apartheid, to force Israel to comply with international law. And this wasn't anything new. This was taken up, historically, because during apartheid South Africa, there was the same sort of thing that happened. But this year, it's 5 years since the BDS call came to be. And in the past 5 years, we've made so many successes that we thought we need to, you know, celebrate that, talk about that, and educate people about that. And also, you know, talk about how new people can build solidarity and join this movement.
So just being on Known as Illegal Radio, one of the things that's often discussed is that the Palestinian refugee population is one of the largest in the world. And often the call in Israeli Apartheid Week calls for the right of return. And I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about what right of return means for IAW.
So under the BDS call, the boycott, divestment, sanctions call has three demands. And one of them is the right of return, and that's stipulated under international law. But, I mean, it's not important only under international law. I mean, if for true justice and human rights, refugees living in places like Lebanon and Jordan live there with no status. They've been living there for over 50 years with no status, and this means that they can't work. They can't access social services. They can't travel. The right of return must be recognized, not only for them, especially for the refugees, because they are stateless, essentially, But, you know, whereas perhaps, you know, people in the diaspora in North America or in Europe, you know, have been able to obtain citizenship. But those refugees living in the Middle East outside of Palestine are essentially stateless. So, you know, the right of return is quite essential.
Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of that struggle of the Palestinian refugees, maybe we can talk a bit about Canada as a site of Palestinian struggle. Because Palestinian refugees are here struggling for status and facing deportation to refugee camps, as you said, because they can't return home. And Rafif, who many of us know as a local organizer and spoken word artist, has a song about this called Montreal Subway. And in it she says, he's guilty of being here when there is no there for him to go to. Refugee camps are not our homes. Tired of the limbo, waiting for 61 years for another deportation order and another detention cell. And she says the song was actually inspired by Ahmed Nafa, who was picked up on the Montreal subway by immigration enforcement officers. And Ahmed's case is often cited by no one as illegal and as an example of the arbitrariness of the immigration system. His brother, who had exactly the same case, was granted refugee status because he had a different immigration and refugee board member hear his case. So I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on how the struggle for migrant justice is connected to the global struggle against Israeli apartheid.
Well, I mean, I think that in a broader sense, migrant justice goes with any other struggle just because it's struggle for human rights, you know, and it's a basic human right, just like the right of return that I mentioned before. But also in Canada, I mean, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but there's, you know, probably thousands of refugees, Palestinian refugees who came to Canada, and this is probably something people don't really talk about, but many have gained status here. However, many of them, you know, spent 10 years living in Canada stateless. Canada refused to give them status here, while others, you know, are still remain now no status whatsoever. So I think when we talk about all these things, it's important to think about, you know, that we are all in the same struggle. We're fighting for human rights. We're fighting for justice, you know, not just and, you know, here in Canada, it's easy to say, oh, you know, Canadians, what do we care about what's going on in Palestine? But, you know, the Canadian government is complicit in Israeli apartheid. It funds Israeli apartheid. You know, Dalton McGuinty just announced he's going to be going to Israel to, you know, strengthen their ties with Israel. Stephen Harper says an enemy of Israel is an enemy of Canada. So it's essentially saying, you know, Canada and Israel are one of the same. So I think that's really important to understand that we are all in this fight together for justice.
And can you talk a bit about, like, how people can get involved? Like, I mean, right now is IAW, it's going on right now, but there's obviously many ways that people can get involved in the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid and Students Against Israeli Apartheid. I'm wondering if you can talk about how people can get involved if they're interested.
Well, I think I would say, first of all, come to the event tonight. It's the last night of IAW, and we're going to be having Sean Brandt come to speak, as well as Rabab Abdul Hadi, who is an academic coming in from San Francisco. And so it's at 7 p.m. here at Ryerson at the library building, which is on Victoria Street. And if you are unable to attend, you can check out the website at kaiaweb.org, which is C-A-I-A, web, W-E-B dot O-R-G. And if you're a student, you should get in touch with Students Against Israeli Apartheid. The information is on there. There's also Queers Against Israeli Apartheid. So all the information's on the website. Check it out and come to the event tonight at 7 p.m.
All right, definitely. Fight the power, turn the tide, end Israeli apartheid. We're going to throw to a track, the one I referenced. It's by Rafif, and it's called Montreal Subway. And then we're going to get right back to Known as Legal Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM.
I have a friend called Ahmed, and he was deported from Montreal. They put orders to deport around 100 Palestinians, most of them refugees from Lebanon. When people went to see Ahmed in his detention cell, he just had a chain with the map of Palestine. and he just handed it through over. Karim is talking, oh, I thought you were on the phone. It's okay. And he just handed it in through the bars, and that was the last most of us here in Canada heard or saw of Ahmed. So this is a poem for Ahmed and Falafel. Tonight, in a Montreal subway, they picked up Ahmed. Tonight, in a Montreal subway, they picked up Ahmed. He's guilty of being here when there's no there for him to go to. He's really guilty of being here when there's no there for him to go to. Refugee camps are not our homes. Refugee camps are not our homes. Tired of the limbo, waiting for 61 years for another deportation order and another detention cell. Tonight, in a Montreal subway, they picked up Ahmed. Tonight, in a Montreal subway, they picked up Ahmed. Where is Mahmoud Darwish tonight? Wake him up, ask him to write a poem about Ahmed Al-Arabi, Ahmed Al-Za'atar, Ahmed Jeline, Ahmed Ayn Al-Hilwa. Let these words fill every immigration office with anger. You don't want us here, and they don't want us there, and there is occupied by them, and them don't want to let us return. Where the hell are we supposed to be returned to? And don't send him anywhere but Palestine, if you dare. And tonight, in a Montreal subway, they picked up Ahmed. Take it again.
Okay, welcome back to No One Is Illegal Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM. Check out our website at toronto.noneislegal.org to find out more about our events and how you can get involved. City as a Sweatshop is coming up. It's a multi-day series of events talking about the struggle for a sanctuary city, safe for all people, regardless of status, and that's happening on March 19th and 20th.
And tonight, for everybody, just once again, is the final night of Israeli Apartheid Week. Talks, and tomorrow night is the event Hip Hop for Palestine. Won't stop till the wall drops, 9 p.m. at the Blue Moon Pub, which is at 725 Queen Street East at Broadview. It's $10 in advance or $12 at the door. This is a show you should check out. The event features Abir Al-Nidzi, a.k.a. Sabrina the Witch and the Narcissist. And just so folks know, the event that's happening tonight here at Ryerson featuring Sean Brandt is a really important event. Sean Brandt has been on No One Is Illegal a number of times and has spoken about how Indigenous rights here are really intricately linked to Indigenous rights elsewhere. And this is a really good event that shows the links between Palestinian Indigenous rights and the struggle for sovereignty here in Canada. And so I don't know, Ryan, if you wanted to talk a little bit about some of that work that we've been doing.
I think the only thing I want to throw in there is, just as Salma was talking about the links between Palestine solidarity and migrant justice, I think we also have to talk about the links with indigenous sovereignty. And I think, you know, the title of tonight's event is really apt, you know, Liberation from Turtle Island to Palestine. I think these struggles, you know, are indivisible. And so it's really important for people to support all of these movements and to join in them and to be part of grassroots movements, mass movements, mobilizing in communities.
So once again, you've been listening to No One Is Illegal Radio. Stay tuned in 2 weeks' time for our next show on organizing for childcare by migrant women in the Teasdale community.
And we're just going to throw to another track. This is from The Narcissist, and it's featuring Sadia Mansour. It's Alhamdulillah. And you can check out The Narcissist if you like his music, which I'm sure you will, at the hip-hop event tomorrow at the Blue Moon Pub, 725 Queen Street East.
لأجل الإنسانية لأجلك يا غزة بسم الله send shivers when you hear it regardless of the hardship we'll never ever fear it Alhamdulillah for your perseverance got me feeling blocked up like Egypt's border clearance Bismillah may God bless you dead and gone we say we undefeated when they say we headstrong Alhamdulillah for the will to believe in life if you struggle God loves you man relieve the strife Bismillah please read Surah Yasin for the purest always fall for the furious I've seen Alhamdulillah to be grateful for your place you never know what fate will bring you from the hate Bismillah for the soul's anguish love and the moments our brothers get snuffed out by slugs Alhamdulillah we see through the politics when the missile is issued to kill and follow our kids Waking up in cold sweats, I feel a steam. Alhamdulillah. You can really tell, you see. Turn the news on, heard they sent shells to scenes. Bismillah. And 2 hours later in Gaza, the floor started pounding and they felt the Hezza. Alhamdulillah. In Hezza, the policies lied when the house was blown to pieces and an olive tree cried. Bismillah. The chidab that moved too fast out the mouth of Hamas and Mahmoud Abbas. Alhamdulillah. We need leaders instead of fickle beasts and wicked streets.